a trade update for Tyre Power, number one on the trade table.
That's the 11th of November. What are you getting excited about that for? We've got one on the 3rd of November.
I'm just saying that back in the day, it was always early November that the,
yes,
the tests used to start here in Australia. That's what
November
I'm saying.
November the 3rd, 2005, and then you went whacka, 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 whacka.
I'm just saying the
That's
whacker
the 11th
test.
Of November.
That's right. Back in 1983 between Australia and Pakistan, it was always early November. I'm just agreeing with you, Gary.
Right.
We are both in violent agreement here that the test series always used to start earlier in summer.
And
we loved it because of that.
What outfit is the Field Marshal coming with today?
Oh, he's a giant of sportswear. He is. Have a look at him.
Yeah, he's got his bike cap on.
Mm.
What about his...
He's got a black...
Has he got his army coat on or not? Because that's when he means business.
No, he hasn't got the camouflage on today.
What's he got?
He's got a long sleeve, a waffle type top.
Oh,
yeah, nice.
That means he's going to waffle.
He's going to waffle on.
Oh, he's got nothing. He's going to come in and waffle.
I'm still struck by the scent in this little studio booth, to be honest.
Wood.
Oh, right.
Tom Ford.
Someone's wearing something very powerful. So where are we, lads?
It's amazing that you can smell that.
Oh, I smell it as soon as I walked in. Hit me in the face. 2 days to go, 36 hours, and a few snags struggling to be freed in this next period of time. So Peter Adams, Jordan Clark, Jordan Dawson, the stuck rucks, as we call them, Segler, Fort, Lynch, who are intertwined in various ways. And then there's Tristan Cherry, who wants St Kilda, but North are refusing to release on the cheap. So Collingwood have come in for Bobby Hill with some significant interest. So
I like it.
The Goal Sneak dropped that trade me demand on a shock GWS on Friday. The Giants with little time to orchestrate a move and perhaps a replacement given they're not flush with players of this type. So the Giants have given up hope of luring Chad Wingard and also Rory Lobb, given the wage for the latter was the sticking point that couldn't be overcome. So he did play 17 times this year, Hill, even with him leaving the team in Queensland to return home for a period for family reasons. The Pies have a real interest here. Now, like Essendon, they've presented to the player, but the Pies perhaps have more interest given that Essendon were approached by Hill's management rather than Collingwood reaching out. So Adrian Dodoro and Jason McCartney have held some preliminary talks, but at this stage, the Bombers haven't offered anything. The Giants haven't asked for anything. Essendon have picks 11 and then the 50 picks, 51, 56, 87. Mm. They want to go to the draft with that first pick. The Giants will want a premium price, Gary, perhaps a future pick. Essendon won't die in the ditch over this, I'm told. In their mind, if it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. They would like a small forward. They did chase Tyson Stengel, but he would have come in for nothing in a draft sense. So there's every chance this gets too hard for Essendon, and if so, Collingwood are ready to pounce.
So what have Collingwood got to offer to get the deal done?
Oh, look, they've got plenty of options. They've got a stack of picks, obviously, that they need to match for Nick Dacos, and then they'll get something back for Max Lynch, who's probably going to go to Hawthorn, we'll get to in a moment. So they've got, what, 9 picks on the paper in front of me here.
But GWS, they don't want picks. They actually want players. If they lose Bobby Hill, they would be trying to then manoeuvre so that that pick, whatever it might be, ends up in the hands of someone else so that they can secure a player, yes or no?
I think if Chad Wingard had come in, which they couldn't convince from Hawthorn, then this would be a different proposition. But as it stands at the moment, they don't want to lose Bobby Hill, who is contracted and, in fact, had said 4 weeks ago, I want an extension as well. And I don't want to be the sort of player that puts in a trade request. I'm committed to the club. They
Bobby
gave
Hill
me the chance.
That.
He did. 4 weeks ago to the West Australian. So things have changed significantly in the months since. Now, he doesn't want to go back to the Giants, I'm told. He wants to be traded to a Victorian-based club, but he's nominated specifically Essendon, even though Collingwood have come in. He wants the Bombers. He wants to be closer, we're told, to his cousin, St Kilda's Brad Hill, given his partner is pregnant. But he's wedded to Essendon. So
Collingwood's closer to Brad Hill than Essendon. Essendon are out at Tullamarine. You better tell Bobby, Essendon are at Tullamarine and Moorabbin's way down there. Collingwood's much closer to Moorabbin.
Yeah, and Brady doesn't mind moving around a bit either. He's gone from Victoria to WA to back to Victoria too, so he might have to pack his bags again if he wants to be close to brother Brad.
So I don't know. I think it's closer to happening at Collingwood, even if he wants to get to Essendon. So we'll see what happens there.
They're not brothers, are they? Not Brad.
Cousin.
They're all cousins. Brothers.
So the Segler, Fort, Lynch moves remained stuck last night, particularly the former two, although the trio, as I say, are intertwined in various ways. So there's haggling over future picks and pick swap debates. This has moved really slowly. Essentially, Geelong, in their mind, say Brisbane aren't offering enough because Ford is contracted. They set the price. The Lions are saying, hang on, we want him, but only if the price is right. He's 28. He's a backup ruckman. The Hawks, in the meantime, are willing to pay $200,000 towards the final year of John Segler's big contract at the Cats. The Cats are sensitive, we keep saying it, but they are, to the golden oldie narrative down there. So they're really testing Hawthorn's desperation to move Segler on, given he's 31 in February. They may even want a pick swap in the Segler trade as well, Geelong. So the Hawks have committed to Collingwood's Max Lynch, who in an ideal world would have Segler move on, but there does remain a chance, albeit a very slim one, that Segler stays. Some said last night this deal could collapse, but you'd say that's unlikely. They've probably come too far. Mason Cox, I would say, is more likely to stay than leave now, especially with Lynch on the verge of leaving. So they're all sort of related in various ways.
Mason Cox doesn't have a contract, though, does he? So that would he'd probably be playing almost for a base salary.
Yep.
If that was the case,
I think he'd take a cut.
He's got a relationship with McRae too, which goes back a way.
How conservative are we? This is the most conservative trading industry. Surely we're not arguing over Darcy Foote and Tristan Cherry.
It's all in the back end.
Surely we're not sitting here
day
out from the draft arguing over those two players.
Well, I'll tell you about Cherry, right? So North Melbourne and St Kilda, they are a long way apart on Cherry, who has seen Callum Coleman-Jones come in and thought, hang on, I just want to play. So I'm requesting a trade to St Kilda, who are looking for ruck depth, right?
Of course.
But the Roos don't want to lose Cherry Garrett. He's contracted. They're saying perhaps even, looking at it, a future second-round pick would unlock it, but the Saints are nowhere near offering that. They've got pick 9 for the draft this year and then 3 picks in the 60s. So here's Cherry. He was overlooked for veteran Tom Campbell this year, largely. He would sit behind Callum Coleman-Jones and Goldstein, with Jacob Edwards and Charlie Comyn developing. But Goldstein's 34 next year. Edwards is a forward ruck. Coleman's mainly a forward. Campbell won't be retained if Cherry stays. There's no rucks in the draft. And even if you do find one, they take 4 or 5 years to develop. So North, and in fact all clubs, are looking not just at this year, but 5 years ahead. So they see Cherry as part of their future. I'm not sure if this one happens because St Kilda think they can get him on the cheap and they've got a surprise.
Okay, well then, fair enough. What's holding the Darcy Foote one up? Surely Geelong aren't digging their heels in, are they? They haven't played him.
No, well, this is, as I said, this but is the thing. Brisbane want him,
but
he's contracted.
And so they won't do the deal unless they get Segler in, is that right? It'd be tied to that too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's it. That's related. Yeah, absolutely, that's related. So that they're intertwined, as I say, in various ways. So, yeah, there's some haggling, Gary, but nothing like a deadline to bring it on, which we hope is the case for Jordan Clark.
I'd like Gary in charge of all the trading. That's what I'm going to
He'd just roll over and give one.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Got to think ahead, Gary.
If you want to really dig in, like, anyway, we'll talk about it once it's done. But we are uber conservative here. And fair enough, that's the way you want to run it. That's fine as well. You got any more there?
Well, so Jordan Clark's stalemate. Cats want Frio's 19. Frio want to offer 22, which they think is fair. If the Cats take 22, they'll want something else on top, perhaps a future third-round pick. So Clark's waiting in Perth to learn what his future holds. Peter Laddams, he made it official and nominated Sydney yesterday. He has been seen training with some South Australian-based Sydney players of late. Just a light run, nothing official there, so nothing to look into.
So he would still be behind Hickey there as it stands right now, but Hickey's 32, 33 years of age, so he'd be thinking, okay, I'll have that number one spot.
Yeah, that's long term. Yeah. And Sydney have a long-standing interest, goes back 12 months in Peter Laddams. So he would play more ruck, but essentially, he would still be a forward ruck, and he bridges that age gap between someone like Logan McDonald and Buddy Franklin, should he get there. At 23, they've got 31, Sydney. I think Jordan Dawson might have to happen first to just get Sydney's full deck of cards in their hand, so they know what they're dealing with. But they've opened negotiations here. Port Adelaide with Jason Cripps and Kinnear Beetson at Sydney. Talks are said to have started amicably, so I think it'll happen.
Why have you got a hat on?
Had a little mishap.
Take it off.
No, I don't need to take it off again. I've already done the big reveal.
Oh, he's got a love heart in the back of his head.
Have I?
A what?
Is it a love heart, is it?
What'd you do?
Well, it's a long story. Have we got time to tell it?
Yeah, not really, no.
Just a quick, short version.
Went to shave my own head because my hair had got out of control. No one can get a haircut in this bloody state at the moment. So I got the clippers out, shaved it on a 3, fine. Got told I'd missed a spot. Million balls in the air at home. Kids, pizza oven on, food on, dogs, cats, everything else. Quickly get the clippers out to go over the bit that I'd missed. Realised that I'd taken off the attachment for the 3 and we just had a new nude blade.
Well, you're a Carlton supporter. Why didn't you keep going in support of the doc?
Well, it's already pretty short. I mean, it's on a 2.
You might as well go on the whole hog.
Well, now I'm tempted to do it.
I'd love it. Hey, we've got to go. Very nice work. Thanks so much. Sammy here for Sutton Tools. Get a photo of it.
I think I might have got away with
Building Australia for 100 years, drill the Aussie way, drill Sutton Tools.